It is Low Standards and Poor, Saturday, March 23rd, 9:02 Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting just outside Detroit Rock City, best city in the world. Welcome, El Carpe.
Hey, Eric, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. You hear me good?
Yeah,
I
think
so.
Hear the
music okay?
Yeah, I think I can hear the music okay.
All right. Well, you know, there's nothing...
What the hell are you playing anyways?
Well, there's nothing I want to do more than make you happy. So, this is kind of something fun I found earlier this week. And it's called Speedy the Spider. I sent you one of their tunes. We'll talk about them later. But I thought, what a fun opener. A great saxophone.
Speedy the Spider.
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
Yeah.
Just like Goofy.
Yeah, what kind of music is this anyways?
No idea. It's just fun music, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
this is like corny porn music.
Not even that. The kind
I think that was a stretch.
On. Yeah.
What's up there, Queen Bella? Forever. Thanks for joining the room.
Oh, we have a follower.
Yeah. She'll be our first of thousands of listeners this evening. For Magic Bag Saturday.
Yeah,
and what is Magic Bag Saturday, El Carpe?
Well, it's basically Eric doesn't know where he's going or what he's doing, so he'll go to the wrong place. And that's kind of what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, had a problem locating the right venue.
We're not sure where we're going and what we're doing.
Yeah,
we just figured, you know, you haven't heard from us in a week, and it's about time we did something, what we might consider interesting.
Yeah. Well, at least we do.
Just go, you know, what's wrong with these folks? And
we're approaching 7,000 downloads.
Really? And it's only taken us, what, 12 years to get there?
It's something like that.
Yeah. I'm going to fade this funky stuff out the way you taught me to.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was a cute intro.
Yeah, I don't know. I just happened along it. It just seemed like it was really fun. And
And
I started listening to, I know what it was. I was listening to YouTube. I listened to it like during work because, you know, my brain is doing math problems.
Yeah. Stop right there for one second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you just go get a free Spotify account?
I don't want one.
Oh, God. Never mind.
So, because I'm not at work, there's certain things I like to do. And what I was listening to is a science guy who was explaining sciencey stuff. And I was learning something, which was really kind of cool. But he had, he was playing one of these songs from this Speedy the Spider as his intro music. And I thought, that just sounds like really fun. And, you know, it was one of those guys who's, you know, it was some kind of sciencey thing.
Well, now that you said sciencey thing, now I kind of feel how it fits.
Yeah.
I could see that going with a science show.
Yeah. Cause it totally makes sense, right?
Not in the least bit. Something you see on TV on a Saturday morning, you know, trying to explain gravity and how it works.
Yeah, something like that. And it's the YouTube version of Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes, that's what I was thinking
like
of.
That. Oh my Lord! So I was thinking we had to do a show today, otherwise we'd get a lot of this.
Keep calling me until I come home. You'll make me feel guilty. This is ridiculous. Okay, I'll go. Shit.
The best part about that scene is he's wearing a Gordie Howe Red Wings jersey.
Throughout pretty
much classic.
Most of the movie, he's doing that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he ever changed. That's a good question. I wonder if he ever changed his.
I don't think he does.
Because it all took place in one day, except for when they hit the pool. I think he took his shirt off or his jersey off when he jumped in the pool.
Right, but then he had it on the rest of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's been a while.
Those of you who may eventually ever watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off, notice the fact that Cameron wears a Gordie Howe shirt all day.
Yeah, and what is the other significance of the name Howe in Detroit?
Aside from the fact that
there's a bridge being built.
Did they name a bridge after him?
Yeah, there's that new bridge, the Gordie Howe Bridge.
Oh, I didn't know that was actually happening. I think that's great.
Well, it's like 70% done.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, is that in June, the train station is getting ready to open. The Ford Motor Company overhaul of the Detroit train station.
I don't even know where the Detroit train station is.
Yeah, you do. Oh, my God. Never mind.
Okay.
Do you live in Detroit or close to Detroit?
Okay, so here's the thing. Last night, we went downtown to the Fox Theater.
Yeah.
And I know where things are there. I know where things are on Woodward.
Yeah.
But only in that very small area because I go downtown.
Magic Bag, Magic Stick, the Fillmore, the Fox.
Right. And, you know, the
Masonic is somewhere off there somewhere, a couple doors down.
Right. And then there's, of course, the baseball place and the football place.
Yeah.
And the hockey place. Those are all, like, right there. And then, you know, the Renaissance Center. And there's some stuff in between there. And that's all I know about because that's all so Brittany and I went down last night and we saw Brett Goldstein do a live show. He is one of the characters, or he's the guy who plays one of the characters in that Ted Lasso show that I love so much.
Oh.
And it was a great, it's like a comedy show.
Yeah, I know the name Ted Lasso, but I can't picture him.
He played Roy Kent, which was one of the soccer players, and then became a coach with the team. And hey, Light Bright.
Oh, hello, Light Bright.
And so my kid.
Her name makes me smile.
Yeah, this is fun.
that was one of the games I could beat everybody in.
Light Bright? It's not like chess or anything. It's
just, no, close,
you put the little pegs into the thing and you flick the light on.
Yep, and then you win. How are you doing, Light Bright?
Is Light Bright a race? It was always just a pastime.
Well, yeah, it was kind of a artsy fartsy thing.
Yeah, but it was never like you got whoever's done first wins.
Anyways, in my eyes, I won every time.
Yeah, because you were an only child.
Right, Light Bright? She said she sucked at Light Bright.
That was wonderful.
That's all right.
Bravo.
I
love
that.
That was great.
Yeah, you know, Etch-A-Sketch, I got bored with Etch-A-Sketch.
I could never make anything out of that.
Yeah, mine was always like funky boxes and scribblies. And Magna Doodle, I have no idea what a Magna Doodle is.
It's the one where you
take a dog?
No, your pen is magnetic, and you get the little magnet shavings to come up on the.
Oh, yeah.
And it never, you know, once you push down it too hard or you sit on it and it bends, then it gets a crease in it, and then it would never last.
Yeah, you know, it happened to me. My mom bought me the $6 million man, the doll, you know, because I wanted it really bad when I was like 14 or 15. Just
almost
kidding.
As cool as Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, and my cousin tore his head off and stole the bionic piece out of his arm.
Oh, man. Which cousin was this? Was this Snake?
You know. Yeah, Snake. Yep. Still kind of pissed off about that. And then he stuffed it under the couch so I couldn't find it. Then like a week later, I found it, and his head was missing. And his bionic
piece.
Yeah. Hey, how about that for a cousin?
That's ridiculous. You know what I found the other day?
Go ahead.
You know how I love Coors so much, right? Regular Coors. Well, I found it in those 16-ounce twist-off bottles, cans.
Really?
You know how the Miller
the aluminum twisty-offies?
Yeah, with the big wide mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
They got them at the Meijer over by my house, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to get me some of those. So I bought me some of those, and that's what I'm having tonight.
Is Light Bright, are you from... Are you from Ireland? Was she the one from Ireland?
I don't remember. No, I thought Light Bright was the one you said was from Hawaii.
Vermont? I don't know.
No, yeah, you're right. Up in the pointy parts.
Yeah, something like that. No, that was Doss. Doss was from Vermont, Maine or Vermont. She's from Texas.
Yeah.
See, that's right. I thought Doss was from Texas. Like, I'm getting it all screwed up.
You're getting
our two listeners I keep getting backwards.
Ethnically Hawaiian. Excellent.
Yeah.
Right? That's awesome. I love some good diversity on our show.
Yeah.
I'm ethnically.
We got to do a sound check here real quick.
Uh-oh.
Well, let me know how this sounds, okay? Mm-hmm. Just because I have to play some music tonight, so I feel part of this this podcast. But in the past, when I play music, it doesn't sound that great. So here we go.
All right. Give it a shot. Well, that's not horrible.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, we're going to take the Skinheads bowling.
Yeah.
Funny, I can take that out in 3 seconds. Every day, I
get up. Is that too loud?
Mm-mm.
All right, cool.
And I can hear you talking, too.
All right, cool.
Because I listened to our show from last week, and I sounded really, really light. Like, you could
barely
hear me.
Yeah, you got to talk into the microphone.
Well, and that's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, loop it around your ear or something like that.
Well,
your earbud thing. So it gets like closer to your orifice.
Well, these are new ear things, and it's got it right by my face.
All right. Well, that sounded a little bit better, whatever you did.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep doing that then. I'll try not to belch in your face, because this is – I'm making my own black and tans with regular Coors and Guinness.
I got you.
Which is sort of sacrilege if you're truly Irish.
Yeah.
Making a black and tan is also sacrilegious because, you know, of the
what was a car bomb? Car bomb was like Guinness and Jameson's.
Guinness and Jameson. A shot of Jameson, you drop it into the pint of Guinness.
Yeah.
And you just slam it as fast as.
And you don't even taste the. You don't even taste the whiskey.
Right, Jameson's. But it just wrecks.
Couple of those, yeah.
And speaking of Texas, Light Bright, I was one of the jobs I was on. In Dallas, one of the guys I worked with in my traveling cohorts was a fellow from the greater Texas area. I'm not sure which city. I wish I could remember his name. I can picture him because we had a couple of nights where we just, you know, walked from the hotel to the neighborhood bar next door playing darts and doing Irish car bombs. And
yeah,
thank God it was a Friday night because I could not get up the next day.
There was no getting up early the next day?
No, there was no going to work.
Well, there's a place, Sean O'Callaghan's, where I live. It's an Irish bar. And apparently when some of these Irish bars open, they have a service they can – I'm not sure how it works, but you can kind of a – there's a service you can get into where people from Ireland will come over and work at your bar for like, you know, you get the kind of the Irish accent and, you know, whatever, blah, blah. And it was Kieran and Patrick that came over. It was two of them. Mm-hmm. And they said that Irish car bombs were something that you did not want to order in Ireland.
No, you don't. Because you don't say those words.
No.
Yeah, there are certain things you just don't say when you're in Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you order that up? Is it just give me a Guinness and a Jameson shot or something? I don't know.
Guinness with a shot of Jameson, baby.
Yeah. All right.
And what you do is you order them separately and you assemble the car bomb yourself.
Yeah, makes sense.
And you don't say the thing. It's, I'm making a car bomb.
Because, right.
You know, then you're in cuffs and out the door. Yeah. Right, what is an Irish trash can? I'm curious.
I don't know what an Irish trash can is. Irish trash can.
I'm sure.
Let me think. Irish trash can. Popping.
I mean, I know what a college trash can party is.
Irish trash. All the white, it's got to be like two or three things. It's got to be Guinness whiskey and something else. Maybe. I don't know. What is an Irish trash can there?
L-I-T. It's L-I-T. Liquid in
all right.
Tongue.
Light Bright. You got to explain yourself.
Yeah.
What's a L-I-T? I licked.
Do that in English. I'm going to put this in the background.
Oh, Long Island's tea. Gotcha.
Oh, right. So it's a an Irish Long Island iced tea. So that would be like Jameson and
ooh.
I don't. Is there an Irish?
Oh, it's green.
Is there an Irish vodka? I mean,
no.
I know
what's
they
the
make,
what's
they
the
make a lot of potatoes in Ireland?
Yeah, what's the green? It's kind of the equivalent to like grenadine.
Yeah,
it's green.
The green liqueur. Grenadine.
Yeah, the green liqueur. I forgot
apple,
the name of it.
Apple something or another?
Nah, not apple.
Apple schnapps?
Nah, it's, I don't think of it in a second. Yeah, Midori. Yes, exactly. Is that what it's made with, Midori?
I would imagine, to make it green.
What is the ingredients? What are the ingredients?
What be the ingredients? I'll do you one better. What be the ingredients?
What be the ingredients?
Yeah. Hey, while she's looking up the ingredients and going to type that out for us, tell us a little bit about, because you know what's playing in the background, right?
Yeah, this is the Bengals.
Yeah, you said something about them. What's happening about the Bengals?
So Matthew Sweet is coming to concert. Let me see if I can look him up real quick. Matthew Sweet's coming to concert here in Detroit. And the drummer from the Bengals is backing him up.
Sweet.
And I forgot her name. I think her last name's like Patterson or Peterson. Let's see if I can find
drummer girl info.
But again, they're coming to Magic Bag or coming to one of those.
Vodka rum, blue Caraco.
Yeah, let me see.
Peach schnapps, triple second. Oh, God. Did you hear those ingredients? Are you looking at those ingredients?
No. Vodka rum, blue Caraco, peach schnapps, triple sec, and holy Jesus.
Blue Caraco gin.
That sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, that's.
That's
death in a glass.
Yeah. That's like, oh, that one could hurt.
Well, you know, and what's funny is you know, people of our age tend to like to have our beverages not to get wrecked anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're old farts and, you know, I love sipping and enjoying the flavors.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a beer this afternoon because I wanted to.
Yeah.
But it took like an hour to drink the whole thing. But I didn't care. I'm not in a hurry to do anything.
No.
I'm just running up. Yeah. Okay, if you say they taste good, an old fashioned. When you make an old fashioned light bright, are you using bourbon or are you using Southern Comfort?
Oh, God, Southern Comfort.
Because
don't even talk about Southern Comfort.
Okay. I can't do the bourbon ones. I like the Southern Comfort ones.
Oh.
In my family, my dad would measure everything perfectly.
Yeah.
The Southern Comfort and the
you know, I'm not surprised.
Thing that goes with it. Oh, Woodford Reserve.
Woodford Reserve. Delicious. Hey, Light Bright, have you ever had Widow Jane? Widow Jane is apparently, part of it's made in New York, and they ship it down to Kentucky, and they ship it back to New York. It's kind of pricey. It's about $80 a bottle, I think.
I'm sure there's some shipping cost in there. Yeah.
But it is very smooth. It's been rated one of the best, like, bourbons to drink, you know, as far as smoothness and flavor and all that kind of stuff. I'm not huge in a bourbon. I try to get in a bourbon, but, you know, I just can't, I can't drink slow, you know? I'm not much of a sipper.
Oh, yeah. See, I just enjoy the flavor. Like, I was trying to say is my dad.
Oh yeah, you like that scotchy scotch.
Oh yeah, it's delicious. But my dad used to make the Southern Comfort Manhattans for my mom.
Oh.
Which is different than an old fashioned. But it was whatever the ingredients were, he would pour them into one of those clear measuring cups, the glass, those big glass ones. He'd make like half a gallon of it, or so it seemed, and then they would have it properly mixed for the whole night. But my father-in-law loves the Southern Comfort Manhattans the way my dad used to make too. And so I had learned how to make them. And so whenever we go over for a party or something like that at dad's place now, I'll make one for him.
Yeah.
And then I make for me, but I just put the, you know, the ice and the Southern Comfort in there. And then I slowly wave that other thing, that other bottle of stuff over it so that just the fumes kind of touch it.
Yeah.
And I just sip the Southern Comfort all night.
The only two times I've puked on booze is both on Southern Comfort.
Oh, both on Southern
Comfort. I was young. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, just got a full bar. Okay, so here, Light Bright, have you ever had a rusty nail?
Oh, yes. There was a, there's a bar in Grosse Pointe called the Rusty Nail.
Is there?
Yeah. I don't know if it's still there.
Oh, she's a bartender. Oh, well, she's
perfect. Mixologist.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm sure you know exactly what a rusty nail is.
You gotta go to school and stuff to be a mixologist. any old monkey can be a bartender. I could be a bartender. That doesn't make me good, but it
you
makes
pour a mean beer.
Well, I could pour a nice beer.
Yeah,
I could pour a polite beer.
No, she's never had a rusty nail. Well,
interesting. What's in a rusty nail? I forgot. Isn't it?
Yeah, two rusty nails, and it's like lights out.
Yeah, but what's
Scotch and Drambuie. Scotch, you just drizzle a little Drambuie on the top, cut the
but they probably the use like white label or something like that. That's not like real Scotch. That's
all right. I don't know. I don't drink Scotch. Those things. I have Moscow Mules.
Yeah.
Maybe a shot of tequila, a couple of gummies.
That's my boy. So, all right, we've talked booze for a full 7.5 minutes here.
Yeah.
Let's get into, tell me about, do you want me to talk about one of the bands I was going to talk about, or do you want to talk about yours?
Go ahead.
No, I'm asking you.
Well, once I get started, I'm rolling up some songs here.
You're going to take over?
I got three songs.
You go, boy.
All right. So, Al Carp and I were talking. We had no idea what to talk about tonight, so we just kind of threw something together. And that's why we call it the Magic Bag Saturday, because I got lost. I didn't get lost. I just didn't know where the hell I was.
You must have got lost.
You're going to a concert. I didn't know what venue was at.
Somewhere down the line.
But anyways, so we just threw some stuff together. And I wanted to touch base on, it's really about Bob Mould. But Bob Mould was the lead singer in a band called Hooster Du. And he was also the lead singer in a band called Sugar. And he did some solo stuff. And I've never seen Hoosker Du. They're obviously no longer a band.
Right.
And Sugar,
they're Hoosker Done.
Yeah, and Sugar is no longer a band neither. But he still plays solo. But this goes back to like the 80s and punk rock. I won't play too much of it. And I didn't play the real hardcore like speed punk that they were known about. But I kind of did a little in between one. Kind of give you an idea of what punk music was like back in the 80s. This is kind of like the more like true punk music, not like Green Day. Green Day is not punk music. This is Hoosker Du was punk.
Right.
So Green Day I'll flip them on and roll a couple 20 seconds of it, and then we can we'll chit chat. And this is Hoosker Du from the album New Day Rising. The Girl Who Lives on Heaven Hill.
All right, now you turned it down or something because you can't hear it. It's hard to hear now, Eric. You can't hear me because the music's blaring in your ears, isn't it? That's all right.
Is that better? Germ-
well, no, it's sounds like it's in a tin can now.
Oh.
You had it good right at the start, and then you did something.
I don't.
We're getting the gist.
Can you get the gist of it?
Yeah. And Hoosker Du is definitely punkish.
Yeah. So you're going to compare like Hoosker Du to like Black Flag and Sex Pistols and Bad Brains and maybe some early replacements. And I can go on and on and on. But Hoosker Du was an American punk rock band formed in St. Paul, Minnesota, 1979. Band's continuous members were guitarist vocalist Bob Mould, bassist Greg Norton, and drummer vocalist Grant Hart. Grant has passed away just fairly recently, I think in the last 5 years, maybe 10 years, can't remember. They first gained notability as a hardcore punk band and later crossed over into alternative rock. Mould and Hart were the band's principal songwriters, with Hart's higher pitched vocals and Bob's baritone taking the lead in alternating songs. And so I can't remember how many albums they had, maybe 5, 6, something like that. And they broke up, and Bob Mould went on to form a band called Sugar. And this was pretty popular. I'll play this one, and I don't know how to make it sound better.
So just throw it at us and we'll figure it out.
All right, I'll let it rip. This one's called If I Can Change Your Mind by Sugar, and it's off the Copper Blue album. This is probably his best album.
Okay. Oh, that's actually acceptable.
Is that better? Like that.
It's acceptable, yeah.
Now. So you can see he kind of toned it down. Mm-hmm. You can hear kind of that acoustic electric guitar.
Yeah.
I've seen him probably, I don't even know, probably 5 times. I love Bob Mould.
And Bob Mould's a drummer, isn't he?
But I never had a chance to see Husker Du. They were kind of, they came and gone before I had a chance. Husker Du formed in 79, so it's kind of almost before my time. So you kind of get a gist,
yeah,
of where kind of Bob went after Husker Du.
Right.
Yep. Copper Blue, let me see, it was his debut album by American alternative rock band Sugar. It was voted 1992 Album of the Year by New Music Express. Never heard of it.
That's one of those publications.
Yeah.
But Bob Mould played drums, right?
No, he was a lead singer.
Lead singer? Okay.
Lead singer and guitarist.
Who was the drummer guy that was like famous?
That was Grant Hart.
No. I mean, like, there was a very similar situation, like a drummer guy similar to Bob Mould.
Oh, but that was Nirvana. Yeah. David Grohl.
David Grohl. Okay. Yeah.
The Foo Fighters.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I got confused for a second with the Grohl and the Mould and that OU sound in the middle of the name confused me. But yeah, no. Sorry. Didn't mean to distract you from Bob.
Moscato Hypnotic Pineapple Juice Tequila and Raspberry Puree.
Doesn't it sound delicious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Trav? So that gives you an idea of kind of where Bob went and where he took kind of his group Sugar. And then last but not least, he went solo after Sugar. And he had one of his first, I believe it was his first album as a solo artist. It was called Workbook. And it was a great album. Every song on it is excellent. And I'll play this one, you'll recognize. It's Bob Mould, Workbook, See a Little Light.
Okay, let's give it to us. Oh, I like that guitar work.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Workbook is a 1989 debut solo album.
Yeah, this is something you can listen to.
Yeah, the whole album's like this. It's the album's phenomenal.
Sweet.
Yeah, I saw him play. He was doing a tour. I take that back. He came to the Henry Ford Museum.
Okay.
And they were doing a exhibit of it was like Rock Band. I forgot the name of it, but it was like all the cars these rock band singers or artists had, and they had like John Lennon's I don't know what it was. It wasn't a Mercedes, but it was what's one of those expensive cars? Rolls Royce.
Okay.
I believe, and they had a bunch of other stuff, but it was a whole thing on cars and rock bands and all that kind of stuff. And he actually played there. Okay. And I went and saw him. I don't know, it's probably 15 years ago now, but yeah, nonetheless, if you like the music, go out and buy a Workbook. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, he's got, like I said, that's good guitar work.
Yeah.
Well, the guy's, you know, been around forever and he should be good at it by now.
But anyways.
Yeah. Hey, since I already threw out the boo at you, should I do we need to do a disclaimer today?
Well, you can if you want.
Should we just claim fair use? Because, you know, we're going to play the music, talk about the music. Hopefully there are three people who aren't related to us might actually, you know, exchange real money for the music we talk about. And it's not like we're selling the music, because you go to the place where the people who make the music sell the music, and then you give them the money and they give you the music. We're not even in that transaction. We don't care. We're claiming fair use because we just want to play the music and get people aware of stuff that we like. And if you like it, then you go buy it from the people who make it and give them the money, because they're the ones who did the work to make it. So, you know, don't copyright strike us, please. Sheesh.
I am. Yeah, I'm looking for some information on Matthew Sweet and what's her face from the Bengals, but I can't find it.
Oh, this guy? Matthew Sweet?
Yeah.
This is from his Inside album from 1986. This guy's been around for a long time.
Yeah, if you like his sound, you got to go out and buy the album Girlfriend.
Yeah,
and he's actually come to the Magic Bag in fashionable Ferndale.
Sweet. And again, this is 1986, so this is, you know, obviously influenced by 86 type, you know, poppy type music. You hear the sound okay? You hear that music right, Eric? Okay. All right, so we wanted to go to...
Go to Girlfriend.
This is I Wanted to Tell You from the album Girlfriend.
And again, like every single song on this album rocks.
Evangeline is really good. I listened to that earlier.
Holy War.
Your Sweet Voice is good. Well, I didn't get to listen to Holy War. That's down towards the bottom. But his voice is clear. The lyrics tell a story. The guitar work is nice. You know. Like I said, I think this one got some airplay.
Yeah, he's another great example of a singer-songwriter. You know, listen to his lyrics.
I mean, he's
got Morrissey, something to say.
The guy's, he's talented.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's Matthew Sweet. Did you find out when they're coming?
No, I had it up. They're coming the next couple months, I think. I think it was.
Playing the background when we talk.
Yeah, they're coming to the Magic Bag in fashionable Ferndale, Michigan. Magic Bag.
Is that sort of like what we're doing tonight? Some kind of mixed bag of magic?
Magic Bag Saturday.
All right. So, yeah, I like this guy. And there's a couple songs by this guy that I know, like he's something more recent maybe, that's more famous.
Well, I mean, he put himself on the map with the album Girlfriend. So if you've heard anything, most of it would come off Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Trying to think of something else, but.
Because I'm listening to his voice and I'm like, I know this sound. And it's, maybe it's not from this particular album, but there's something of his that got a lot of airplay that I would have heard on the radio. Because when this album come out, like 99?
Yeah, it was late 80s, early 90s.
91.
Yeah.
Released January 1990.
There you go.
Something like
that. Yeah, he's coming April 10th. It's a Wednesday.
Okay. And the Bengals,
but I lost my cousin. My cousin's got to go to into surgery, so I lost her for like six weeks, so I can't do anything for at least a couple months.
Okay. Well, we'll
even if we wanted to go see him.
Okay. We'll figure that out later. Hey, I don't know if you remember last week we were talking about the Verve and the shoegaze stuff, and the Verve came up, and then you brought up this band. And I'm going to play the song, and I want you to go, oh, yeah, this is the one from this band that got radio play. Whatever happened to these guys? Because we said that last week. They had like a couple of songs that got radio air, and they're a Michigan band.
Oh, yeah, the Verve Pipe.
There you go. See, I knew. See, you're smarter than the average bear.
Well, yeah, you kind of walked me right into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what teamwork is. I gotta try and make you look good once in a while.
I know. I appreciate that. I appreciate. I'm happy to be on your show.
I mean, oh, stop. Dumbass. I mean, we gave each other such shit last week. I wanted to make you look at least good.
I told Al Carpe, I'm like, okay, from now on, I've got the intro music and I've got my information, and you can have the second part of the show. What does he do? Oh, I got this great opening. I got it covered.
But
again, that's okay.
We're still trying to get over the hurdle of getting you some decent sound quality when the music plays.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think...
I don't know. I might have to invest some technology.
Well, when the weather changes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come over to your place and we're going to do something. We're going to figure some shit out.
Yeah, well, by that time, this stinking basement will be complete. Well, the bathroom's done.
Nice.
Thank goodness. The laundry room's done. I'm just actually putting everything away, and I need to buy a couch, and I'm done. I am done.
Really?
Hey, yeah.
I'm going to take some pictures of the furniture from the kids that I have in the garage. If you want some, you can put it in your basement.
All right.
We'll figure that out.
All right.
I'd like to have use in my basement or my garage again. But this is the Verve Pipe, and this song is Freshman. And I remember this being on the radio all the time. Don't you?
Yeah.
And then they had nothing else. Flash in the pan.
Yeah, well, I think they had competition with the Verve. I think there was a lot of confusion going on, if I'm not mistaken.
So that was 1991, or 1990-91. This is from 1999, the Verve Pipe. So 9 years later, they come up with this other album. And they've done some other stuff in between. I looked at it earlier. But this is much more it's almost like speed metal meets grunge.
Okay.
And I really like it. But again, this is a Michigan band.
Yeah, I wonder where these guys... Oh, they're from East Lansing. That's right. Yeah. That's right. It says, Wikipedia says they're still current.
Yeah, they did a tour thing recently. I pulled up some stuff they did live like a couple of years ago. I'm like, all right.
Well, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 albums.
Yeah.
And
what does this sound like?
Three of them are within the last 10 years.
What does this sound like to you? Is this sort of like Radiohead?
You got to make it. Get your microphone closer to the.
Sure. There's something to this. It sounds like someone.
Yeah, I'm struggling to hear it.
I don't know who this sounds like, but it sounds like somebody I've heard before, other than the Berkeley. But I like it.
You gotta talk into that microphone.
That was a band called Verve Pipe.
There, whatever you're doing right now sounds
okay. So this is going to be uncomfortable the rest of the show, but I'm doing it for you and both
you're
of
doing
our
it
listeners.
For all of our listener.
All both of them.
I think we lost light, right?
Yeah. So one of our listeners will enjoy this later. Cheese and rice. So that's here. Let's see if the music any better too.
Yeah.
All right. So
I don't know if you got the microphone in your mouth.
I'm holding it in front of my face.
All right.
I'm going to get one of those little headset things and set it so that I can have hands free. But for now, I'm not hands free. I don't care. I'm doing this for you, baby.
Get some two-way tape or something.
Ooh, I duct tape it to the side of my face. Yeah. All right, so that was the Verve. That was a song called Television. And then this is another one from the same album, 99, and it's called Hero from the Verve Pipe. And this is kind of fun, too. I mean, it's almost like this band didn't find their own niche. They were like doing a lot of different genres all together.
Yeah, I don't think they fit into anything back then. They had a good sound. They didn't have much of a unique sound or a trendy sound.
They did one song that sounds a little bit like, oh, it's kind of like this band. And then another song, oh, they sound a little bit like this band. Or that other band. I don't know. But I like the cut of their jib. Guitar works good. Vocals good. Beats all right.
Yeah, you got to turn that thing up a little bit.
I'm turning it off. I'm done with it. Unless, did you want to hear more of it?
No, that's all right.
All right. So were you going to, did you want to walk like an Egyptian some more?
I suppose.
Well, because I could give you, oh, I found this other band too. I'm going to throw this at you just for a second, because this is a fun little thing with a little mashup with our friends, the Bangles. And it's called Walk Like an Angel of Death.
What the hell is this?
It's the Bangles and Slayer.
The Bangles and Slayer mashup.
Yeah. I get a
yeah, I'm not really sure what to think about all this stuff, this mashup stuff.
I just
some of it's okay.
Yeah. It's just fun to do it. It's just, I don't know. There's something about it that just tickles my little fancy. And I say little fancy.
See, I got into, remember we played that song from Chris Cornell? And he was singing U2 one,
yes,
but playing
yes.
Metallica one. That's the stuff that I think is like.
Yeah, that one was
that,
a really
that's
good
pretty
one.
Talented, I think. And maybe it's easier done than said, but I don't
it's
know.
Easier said than done because my brother's band did a mix of Was Not Was, Walk the Dinosaur, and I can't think of who that guy was. I don't remember, but they did a live remix, and it was really well done, but it took them a lot to practice to get it in there.
I bet.
Actually, I could find it. This is your one U2 with Metallica lyrics, Chris Cornell. I'm going to turn this up a little bit.
Yeah, turn it up a little bit. Let it roll for a couple.
You can hear the guitar work. It's one.
Hey, Taraz, you're our 1,000th listener this evening. Thanks for coming on board. What?
I'm sorry. You said Taraz was the 1,000th listener.
Turn up a little bit louder.
Yes, dear. I'm leaning in, too.
Yeah. Does that thing have a volume button or what?
Well, if I turn it up any louder, I'm going
to... Yeah, well, I can hear it. I'm gonna go make me one of those that bitches Moscato hypnotic pineapple juice tequila and raspberry puree.
Nice.
I don't know if I have all that stuff. In fact, I know I don't. I'm trying to think as an artist how difficult. I mean, it takes talent no matter what, but how difficult would this be to play or to learn?
You got
to
stretch the right word to make it fit in the right spot. Because
your mind's thinking of two different songs,
Yeah. I'm going to pull that back.
I guess if you have the lyrics in front of you, I guess it could be fairly easy. You play the music and you know the lyrics, just put them together.
So this is the one I was talking about. It's Walk the Dinosaur. And again, this is not the best sound quality. It was better live.
I think my music sounds better than your music.
Well, this is not the best quality. Hold on.
spot because they're playing Walk the Dinosaur.
Mm.
You know, the boom, boom, ack-a-lack-a-lack-a-boom. Everybody Walk the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
You know the song, right? Well, they break into this other song right in the middle of it. And there's 15 people on stage.
This sounds like it was Prince's like competition, like back when he came out Purple Rain. What's that guy's name?
And again, this is not a good example of great sound quality.
Remember Purple Rain? Remember the other group that was playing in the band or in the bar?
The Time.
Yeah, The Time. That's who it reminds me of. I mean, at least the style of music, anyways.
Yeah. Wait for the stop. Oh, it's that. I can't think of the name of the song.
You're playing it.
I know. But it only says Walk the Dinosaur.
Oh. It's not the name of the song?
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk. Are you talking?
Yeah.
Is this Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
Would you turn this stuff off? No wonder why I kind of recognized it. Yeah. And it was funny. I was just reading an article about Bruno Mars. He's got a standing, concert thing at Vegas. But apparently he's like 40 or 50 million in the hole, like MGM. He makes 90 million a year for his whatever you call it, the ongoing show that they have.
Yeah.
However they say it. Just like Celine Dion, and I think Kiss is out there.
He's got a residence there.
Yeah. And they were saying he's like 40, and I just read this off Yahoo or somewhere. They said he was like 40 or 50 million in the hole to like MGM.
So
it's like, holy shit.
That was two songs. That was Walk the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
And Bruno Mars is whatever that song was that I can never think the name of. But that's another example of, you know, just an artist, a couple of artists piecing stuff together and going, hey, let's make this.
And
don't believe me, just watch.
Don Was is from
Detroit.
Yeah. He actually shows up, and DeLisi and himself have a show on WDET. They play
Friday
all kinds
nights.
Of new music. And you know what? I had a reminder out for WDET to listen to their shows, and I kept missing it.
Oh, but I usually catch them once in a while.
Yeah, I've sent you some stuff. Like I'd be driving the car.
Yeah.
And DeLisi was on, or somebody was on, and I'd send you over a screenshot of it or whatever. But you know, I just haven't gotten in the habit of trying to listen to them.
That's all right. So there's this other band that I came across, and I only have one song from them. I was scrolling through before we got started. I was trying to figure out if this was anything worth anything or not. And I couldn't really find anything that I really liked, but I kind of like this one. It sounds pretty interesting. The band is Fun Loving Criminals.
Yeah.
You ever heard of them?
No. I've got some relatives that might be classified as
Fun Loving Criminals.
Yeah. Oh, that was a little soundbite from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. And I like that. I always like a good soundbite. But I'm not sure how much I like. I mean, I love the rhythm. I like the jumping. Then the guy started singing, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
It's interesting.
That's as far
I like
as
that
I
kind
got.
Of that little rap kind of. Is there some comic you love
thing happening here, baby? He's telling a story, and he's doing it right. And I'm like, I can hear different elements of something in there.
It's kind of like, remember the old 90s kind of rap music, you know?
Yeah.
Like DJ Rob Bass, like back in that day. That's what it kind of reminds me of, you know?
And these guys are not that old.
That's a good idea. Careful.
Well, I mean, they're from the early 90s.
Yeah, we were kids back then.
In the early 90s?
I was kind of married. Yeah, I'd consider us a kid.
I was already married.
You were? Mm-hmm. Jeez, I'll hate.
30 years this year, baby. She hasn't killed me yet.
Careful.
I mean, I'm sure I'm due. So this is a song called Scooby Snacks by Unloving Criminals. And again, I can't... I didn't want to make it.
I know what you're getting at. I know what you're getting at.
It's like there's something about it that I like, and my feet are tense, and it's going, but I'm like, what?
It's when... Let me think here.
There's that guitar that goes, rear, rear. That's from something else. And I don't know what that's from.
I like it.
You're right. That's why I wanted to play this. It's hard to not like.
Yeah.
But I'm just not like awesome.
It's kind of like remember like Funky Cold Medina?
Yeah.
It was back then. That's what I keep thinking of. Like,
okay.
Those old, like, you know, kind of the fun rap when it was out. Not gangster, not, you know, like NWA.
Not mean and mad.
Yeah, nothing like that. It was kind of like the more pop hip hop.
Yeah. It was like rap that told a story and it was still kind of fun and there was rhythmic notes to it. And stuff.
Yeah.
And
it was kind of groovy. It had a groove to it, you know?
And this one had this song had a groove to
it. Had a little disco groove to it, you know?
Everything I pulled up by these guys, most of it has a cool groove. And it's like, musically, these guys are great. I think it's the guy's voice that throws me. I don't mind the rapping part. I just think it's his voice, the tone.
Yeah.
The whatever notes his voice hits, you know, the embouchure. I don't know what the hell. There's some kind of actual word. Yeah. Actual word that would tell me, but I can't think of what it is.
Yeah. I was listening to what. Let me see if I can. Let me think here. Keep talking. I'm thinking. On this podcast.
I'm gonna throw. This is the one that I heard that made me think of Speedy the Spider. It's almost got a not 007, but who's the?
I play Husker Du, and you play this.
Yeah.
We can be polar opposites, yeah. Or we could be in the same car.
Yeah.
That's what makes this show so interesting. This is why we have 7,000 downloads, everybody.
Still be smacking each other upside the head.
in 3 years.
Yeah. No, this is the one I heard.
I think half those are relatives.
I was using it as intro. I think it was demonstrating how to make biochar or something. I have no idea. I've been watching all sorts of crazy shit lately. I'm trying to be all nature funky, but it's like who's the Austin Powers is what I was thinking.
Yeah,
it's got that Austin Powers feel.
Yeah, it certainly does.
It's just fun, and again, it's Speedy the Spider. I'm gonna fade that out the way you told me to.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, you play Husker Du, and I go ahead and do that.
Hold on.
All I wanted to do was be in a line.
I'm trying to pick up a band here. Hold on.
Okay.
I got a little story behind it.
Do I have to hear the whole story?
Here. Right. Hold on.
I can't hear it.
Hold on.
Listen to Nevermind, the Devon record. I pulled so much stuff from the Gap Band.
That's what it was. Yeah. So I was listening to this interview with David Grohl and Pharrell Williams.
Okay.
Which I thought was pretty interesting. And I've always loved Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
You know, played Nirvana. A lot of his influences were like Bob Mould, Husker Du, Black Flag, all those. Pixies, Replacements. His middle name is Eric. So, you know, there's a little tie in there.
So he's a little bit cool.
Yeah. So he was talking about, I think it was this song. Hold on.
Wisconsin went through his hard work,
but because
of the Queen,
the commercial to go through. He was talking to Pharrell about. Pharrell was telling me what a good drummer he is.
You can mute.
And he
incredible.
I know. Just it'll be done the same.
Great.
Jeez, Pete. Yeah, here we go.
I got a story about this song. You dropped a bomb on me, baby.
So listen, this is when he's, listen to the drums.
Yep.
Right? So you can hear the drums, right? Mm-hmm. The big, like, wet, flappy, deep drums.
Big smack.
Okay. Boom, slap, and then you go to, boom, and then you go to, hold on.
Boom, slap.
Yeah, you go to this. And this, I, you know, I this is what I love about listening to musicians. Hold on.
Sometimes you can almost taste their influences.
Yeah, and this is what I love. Hold on, here we go.
I'm waiting.
All right, here we go. One, two, wow. Three.
We're waiting.
Listen to the drums.
Yep, exactly.
You know what you're getting at.
I know exactly what you're getting at.
So he's in this, yeah, he's in this interview with Pharrell Williams, and he's like, I stole all that drums off of the Gap Band. And he mentioned two or three other groups, but it's funny. It's like you listen to that song from Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. I don't tie into the Gap Band, but now that he said it,
right,
like they're kind of one and the same, you know. I'm very similar, anyways.
At least the drum kit part.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting.
And I've heard that before, and I think it was on that one show that I keep emailing sending you, the Professor of Rock guy.
Yeah,
I think he might have interviewed Bob Grohl or the guy you were just talking about. Because again, I get the two mixed up.
Sorry, somebody sent me
the drummer guy. He was interviewing the drummer.
Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl.
Bob Mould, Dave Grohl. He was. Yeah. I think he was interviewing Dave Grohl, and they talked about that very thing that you just pulled up.
Yeah.
And after listening to it, I'm like, oh, totally makes sense. But again, it's like you find the things that you like and you imitate it and you make it your own. And that's what he did with Nirvana.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't fault him for it. I give kudos to the Gap Band for making a great song that influences people.
You know, I don't know if you could have played the intro to Smells Like Teen Spirit any differently, but maybe you could have, but that fit so well. I remember driving out to, for some reason, a buddy of mine, me and my buddy Brian, drove out to Ann Arbor to go buy that on CD right after it came out. Like, I had to have it. No we shit. Jumped in my car. It was like 1989 or 90 or something like that, 91 when it came out.
Right.
Never mind. And we flew out there and bought it and all that. And I was like, holy shit. That song was like nothing else. I mean, that was like different. It was completely unique. Had its own unique sound, and you know, it's too bad. I mean, Nirvana didn't last, but
introducing them. See there, I'm gonna mute this. But I was, you mentioned the Gap Band, and I gotta tell you, there was a time, I think we were
when you had all their albums,
I still do,
probably do,
but we were flying. This is back when Walkmen were cool,
yeah.
And I had a Walkman, and we were flying from like Detroit to California with the family, my mom, my dad, my brother, and I. And we were going to visit cousins or something like that in California. And I had my Walkman on, and I was listening to You Dropped a Bomb on Me.
Yeah.
And you know the little, the bomb sound part, that
pew, yeah,
that whole thing that keeps coming up. At one point, now I'm sitting in the middle of three, between my dad, my brother, and mom was on the aisle next to us. So she's two people away from me.
Yeah.
Right. At one point she leans over, smacks my brother to get my attention. And she goes, what is that sound coming out of your head? Cause all she could hear was every once in a while, that bomb drop, that the
right.
The frequency of that bomb drop was what she could hear. And it was driving her nuts.
Interesting.
Once everything's perfectly organized.
Sorry about that. Hold on.
Okay. I want to
play something.
You're going to organize something?
No, but maybe you might know this. Do you remember the song? Oh, God, I just lost it. Remember the song Elephant Stone by the Stone Roses?
I know the Stone Roses well.
Okay, hold on. So this band is called Elephant Stone.
Okay.
And they're coming to the Logger House in Detroit.
Why have I heard of them? Did you mention them to me before?
Maybe. If I did, it was brief. We didn't talk about them that much. I think we did talk about them, but it was brief, maybe 2-3 shows ago.
Yeah.
But when I typed in hold on. Sorry.
I like this already.
Yeah, when I typed in Elephant Stone in my browser, Stone Roses came up. So I'm just kind of curious. I wonder if this band is named off of Stone Roses song.
It could have been even just
and Stone Roses. They sound very similar.
Yeah, it could be just that the Stone in Stone Roses, and Stone Roses you pulled up before.
Well, Stone Roses have a song called Elephant Stone.
Oh, well then that's probably what it is.
Yeah, but I don't know if what significance, what is an elephant stone? You have any idea?
I'm either thinking it's a very large testicle or a big ass poop.
Yeah, that was kind of my thought too.
Yeah, something like that.
But they have a good song. They're coming to the Logger House, and if anybody listening here in Detroit, most of us know the Logger House, a small little venue, kind of like Baker's in Hamtramck.
Yeah.
And this is another band I wanted to see. I don't know if they've already come or not, but I know it's pretty close nonetheless. And I just think they had, it's kind of that psychedelic kind of rock sound that we've been listening to a little bit.
Yeah.
I've been forcing you to listen to.
Sort of like a shoegaze psychedelic.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you guys like that, it's Elephant Stone. And if you like that, go one further back and listen to Stone Roses and compare them.
Stone Roses is and there's not a bad song on the whole thing.
No.
It's just ridiculous. Nope. Yeah. Now, you got to remember this. I'm going to give you this intro and you're going to go, oh yeah.
Is it the Beastie Boys?
And
what did I just hear that at?
I just played it a couple times in your face.
No, I know. What is that? I'm
it's the Gap Band.
Oh, that is the Gap Band. Okay.
Yeah.
I
just love that beginning. It's just so fun.
So Saturday, March 30th. Y'all, so it's coming up. Yeah, it's coming up here in a week. Or less than all a week, whatever, no week. Elephant Stone at the Logger House in Detroit.
And then also go by the Gap Band.
And go by the Gap Band.
And Fun Loving Criminals. And who else were we talking about? That Spider Guy and Matthew Sweet.
Yeah.
The Verve Pipe.
And just out of curiosity, sent you, we've had this conversation, or we tried to have this conversation multiple times, and it never goes anywhere. But okay. I sent Al Carpe a list of items to kind of research and, kind of whatever. What am I trying to say?
Oh, that one. Yes.
Yeah. I guess research and see what your thoughts were. Did you get into any of it, or you just kind of circular filed it?
One of the guys that you talked about, is a known psychotic.
No, I know that's one of 30 things that I sent you. I just sent you.
I think I got stuck in his rabbit hole.
And you didn't. Okay, so you didn't.
And I didn't get. I didn't get past it because I was sort of like this.
I'm sorry, but I am angry. I come out here and I try to get a little cooperation from the backstage crew.
So.
All right,
who was that?
Steve Martin.
Oh yeah, Steve Martin. That's right.
Living legend, Steve Martin. So what else you got for me tonight?
That's it. We can wrap this show up and get a move on until next week.
Yeah, because I gotta see a man about a horse.
I'm sure me you got too.
A lily to shake.
Yeah, I'm busting out the seams here.
But we're gonna go out to Chicken Beat.
Oh, Chicken Beat.
Before we do that, I did want to share this with you.
How much for the little girl?
Oh, I know that one.
How much for the women? What? You know, women, I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Send me your children.
The Blues Brothers.
That's just, it's such a great scene.
Classic.
If you don't join us, my brother and I will come here every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, I'll play.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I could see myself doing that if you were a maitre d' at some restaurant.
Yeah, just so you could bug the shit out of me?
Yeah. El Carpe will get the band together, and I'm not leaving until you say yes.
Yeah, whatever. The tweens and weenies are on, I think, shortly or already.
Yeah, hurry up.
You got to join them too this time.
I will, but I need to go shake the dew off the lilies. So yeah. Let's make all like right. A bandit. Well,
get out of here.
Yeah.
Hang up on me whenever you want, baby. I had fun. I'll send you some.
Yeah, thanks
words
for listening,
shortly.
Everybody. Light Bright, Lewis, Peraz, yeah. Mook.
Both of our listeners.
Mook. Choo Choo. And the other 993 that I can't get to right now.
Hey, look.
those are just the three most recent or four most recent.
If you didn't enjoy the show, it's not our fault. We didn't ask you to listen.
It'll be just as lousy next week as it was this week.
We look forward to your letters.
And Bill's underwear will be in the mail anytime soon.
Hey, I got to crap in them first.